Welcome back to the Daily Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. We're also brought to you by Canoosans, your outdoor convenience store. Now, springtime is a sweet time. They can get you set up with your docks. They can get you set up with your spring fishing. They get you set up with pretty much anything you need for spring. Also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. They can get you set up for your summer bod for the summertime. That's what they can do. Also brought to you by Tri-County Water. Now that's good water. TriCountyWater.com, and brought to you by my buds, Bud Light, and Mick Ultra. Now let's... And sometimes Ghost Energy Drink. Now, let's go to our sports line. Welcoming back to the program, we have Chuck Sprang joining us, who's organizing a big baseball tournament on the books for this weekend. That's the Al Glick Classic. Hey, Chuck, how you doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, so far, so good. Now, how long have you been connected with the Al Glick Classic, Chuck?
Chuck Walters and I took over the Al Glick Classic. Well, back then it was called the Sit Pack Diamond Classic, but Chuck and I took it over in 2011, and we've kind of organized the tournament since then.
Yeah, and this is like really, as far as baseball goes, it's a long-standing baseball and softball. It's a long-standing tradition here in Jackson County. What can people expect with the tournament this weekend?
Well, we're hoping to get good weather. The last two or three years, we've run into rain, and one year we had to actually cancel the whole tournament. And so ideally, we're hoping for some good weather. We should see some good baseball with Lewin Christie, Jackson High, Quincy, Springport, Concord. Those are some pretty good baseball teams, so... we're expecting to see some pretty good baseball from them.
And really, these are teams that otherwise really wouldn't be facing each other in the regular season. You're never going to see a Concord-Jackson matchup, you know. I don't know if that's going to happen this weekend or not, but at least they're on the same bill. So you're looking at some teams of different sizes, different parts of the county that potentially could be facing each other.
Yes, that's correct. That's, you know, that's one of the things that we kind of like to do when we got the tournament put together. Was to pair up teams that wouldn't ordinarily see each other. There's been some concern over the years with when Western and Northwest and Lumen were all in the same conference. There was, you know, they didn't want to play each other in the Al Glick Classic and then turn around a week or two later, see the same team again in the district tournament.
Right.
So we've worked to kind of try to avoid that.
Right. Is that the same bill for the softball side of things?
In softball, we've got a few different teams. New to the tournament this year is Onsted. We've got Jackson, Springport, Concord, Reading. Those are the teams that... we'll be competing in the softball side of it.
And again this year, you're spreading it out across Jackson County at three different locations.
Correct.
Tell us where we can watch some baseball this weekend.
Baseball, we're going to be at Lewin Christie, Jackson High, and we'll also be at Vandercook Lake.
Okay. Are those the same locations for the softball tournament?
No.
Okay.
For softball, on Friday and again on Saturday, Concord will host, and there are two diamonds at Parkside.
Okay.
Jackson High plays all their home games at Parkside now. So we've got the two diamonds at Parkside, and we've got Concord that'll be hosting.
Okay, yeah. So again, spread out across Jackson County, which is, I kind of like this. I like how we're kind of getting a little exposure to some of the other facilities across the county. I'm sure there's those other ones who say, hey, let's just kind of keep it all in one place again. But I don't know. I mean, as things change and evolve, you kind of have to go with the times, and it's nice to have that spread out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we'd like to have a couple more teams, but with proms, with the horrible weather that we've had earlier this year, there are some teams that told us they'd like to play, but they've got to make up conference games to get those games in. So the field's been slimmed down just a little bit this year due to some of the weather. A couple years ago, we moved the tournament from the weekend before Memorial Day to the second weekend before. We're thinking next year we'll go back to the weekend before Memorial Day to try to get away from some of the proms and the other things that we run into.
Maybe, hopefully, cross your fingers, you'll get to a better weather weekend though, because you haven't had good luck with weather the last couple of years.
No, that has last year, as a matter of fact, we got the first game in and a huge thunderstorm rolled through and it just would not quit lightning. So we only got one game in for the baseball side of it last year. So we're hoping for a little better weather.
A little bit better. I mean, rain's in the forecast, but I don't think it looks as severe as it did this time last year.
No.
When people go to the different locations, do they have to pay to watch and then pay to at a different location to watch? Or how does it work? Or they just show up and watch the games?
Just show up and watch the game. We're not charging anybody anything to get in. You just need to come to the diamond. A lot of people bring their lawn chairs, and there's bleachers if you're so inclined. But a lot of people bring their lawn chairs and set down the foul lines. So there's no charge for anything this year in the tournament.
Very nice, very nice. And tell us, at least from your perspective, what does it mean to you to have this connected with a man who just loved athletics here in Jackson County so much? What's it mean to have this, you know, to you, to have this named after Al Glick now?
Well, to give you a little bit of background, Al and I bowled in the same league for a number of years. And when I found out that the Diamond Classic had gone away, I sat down with Al one night after we'd finished bowling, and I said, Al, everything that you have done for this town, there's never been a tournament named after you, and I'm going to fix that. And Al looked at me and he said, what do you want? And I said, I just don't want you to read about this in the newspaper tomorrow morning. I don't want anything from you. We've never asked anything of the Glick family. Randy Glick will be at Parkside, and either him or his son will throw out the first pitch for us on Friday afternoon. So it's just a... I really felt that for all that Al had done, we needed to do something for Al.
Yeah, I know. I just know that he's got to be looking down on this and loving it. So that's so cool, man. And it starts off, it's a two-day event, starts Friday with one game and then doubleheaders on Saturday. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
All right. Is there a place where people can go to find out more information? Can they see the lineup somewhere, or they're just following their team wherever they're scheduled to go?
Just follow that team. I haven't had an opportunity yet to talk to the folks at M Live. They normally will put a small write up for us on M Live, and I hope to get that done today or tomorrow.
All right, well, be sure to share that with us, too, because we'll get that up on our websites here, especially on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We'd love to be able to tell everybody what's going on our social medias and our website, and have that schedule posted as soon as it's available, too. Okay?
Yeah, we'd appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we'll help you out, man. We'll help you out. We'll get it to a place where people can see it for sure.
Pardon me?
We'll get it to a place where people will definitely see it for sure.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to mention that's very important to me with this tournament, the brackets, when Chuck and I took this over, have always been named after soldiers from the Jackson area that we lost in combat. That's something that's very important, and I would like people to know when they see the Doug Fracker bracket or the Ralph Bowen bracket or the Brett Beeler bracket. Those are young men that unfortunately didn't make it home, and we try to do what we can do to honor those people.
That's just absolutely amazing, and I know it sure must mean a lot for their families to have that type of recognition too. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck Sprang joining us here today on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, the Al Glick Classic this Friday and this Saturday. And Chuck, man, we appreciate your time. We thank you for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to talk about our tournament.
And we'll talk to you again here real soon, okay? Hey, stay close. I want to talk to you off the air real quick, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we are live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range.